Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. Got an old friend sitting across the way as we're just going to hash things out, talk about all kinds of different things this morning. Mr. Sean Rush. Good morning, Sean.
How are you, Bruce?
I am all right. Thanks very much for coming on this morning. I do appreciate it. As my scheduled guest, I had to back off, and he'll be back tomorrow, so we'll get it. Wait a minute. That didn't sound like you're like leftovers or anything here, right?
I appreciate the invite. I'll take it anytime I can get it.
Sean, of course, the owner, operator, and manager, and chief bottle washer out there at Rush Appliance here in Fairfield. And presumably, you've got all kinds. Santa Claus is coming to some folks down.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got gifts for people to deliver on Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yeah. We're going to be open until 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
How often do people come in and say, I guess they'll put stuff on layaway, or they'll put stuff on, they'll pick something out and start paying for it, or they'll pick something out and tell you, hey, we don't want it, and make it a surprise to their spouses or something?
Sure. I've already got 3 or 4 deliveries set up for Christmas Eve.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do both halves of the, because you would only do that if you had somebody you're trying to surprise, right?
That's right.
Do both halves, how often do the other halves suspect something like that's going on? Whenever, because you've been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, 20 years probably I've been doing it. I'd say it's probably maybe 50-50, you know, one of them type deals. And sometimes they're not real excited to get it.
Yeah. Tell me a little about that.
Well, you know how it is. I mean...
I don't know that
not a whole lot of women get excited about getting a washer or a dryer or a cooking stove.
Oh, this is great. All right, I got to know, Sean. Have you ever? All right, so it's Christmas Eve. You know, everybody's out on Christmas Eve, or they're finishing up stuff. It's a hustle and bustle time, right?
Sure.
So the Rush Appliance truck pulls up to somebody's house. You'll get out. Bebop up to the door, probably wearing a Santa hat, right?
Well, sometimes. I know our guys in Carmi do that. Here in Fairfield, we don't necessarily do that.
You don't have Santa hats?
No.
You need somebody to get you some Santa hats?
I don't know that I could get them to wear them.
can't get your uncle to wear a hat?
I don't know. I've never asked.
So you come up to the house wearing a Santa hat or not wearing the Santa hat, knock on the door and say, delivery, Christmas delivery. From Rush Appliance, from Joe Bob to Sue Ellen, right?
Sure.
And Sue Ellen's standing there at the door.
Yep.
And she doesn't know what's coming.
Yep.
What kind of reaction are you getting on something like that?
Sometimes it's a good thing. You know, sometimes it's not a good thing.
Tell me the
I sold a guy a green egg one time for Christmas for his wife.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it probably wasn't for her.
You sold it for his wife.
That's what he told me anyway.
You weren't there for the delivery.
No, I wasn't, but I wish I could have been. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot of fun. Well, you see, now, have you ever had some gal or some guy say, oh, you got the wrong house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've.
What do they say if you got the wrong house? They think you got the wrong house.
What do you tell them?
How does this work?
Usually when you get that situation, it's usually somebody has bought it for them. You know, whether it be a friend.
Maybe not even a spouse.
That's right. It could be a friend. It could be, you know, they know they need something, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Now that's going to be a happy time.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes it takes a 5 or 10 minute conversation to for them to let us leave the product. So.
What's the biggest thing you've taken on Christmas Eve and had a chore? I mean, because you guys deliver and install.
Oh, yeah.
Usually,
a dishwasher, which I know they're not very big, but sometimes you run into a dandy on installing them, you know, or you get a big refrigerator where they don't have, you know, very big doors to get it in. That's a problem usually.
Now, do you ever have folks in such a secret type of situations? Do you ever have somebody call you whenever their spouse isn't going to be home? And say, hey, I need you to come out here and measure this, and I need you to do it, like, between these hours.
Yeah, we do. Done that before.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And then also sometimes what we'll do, you know, they'll come in and they'll buy, like, a Lazy Boy recliner or something,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want it delivered then, so they'll take a picture of it, and then they'll wrap that up.
Oh, and now that's nice.
And then put it under the tree, and then whenever, you know, the next day after Christmas, then they'll
call. Joe Bob wants to give
Sue Ellen. They'll call us for delivery.
Joe Bob wants to give Sue Ellen a chance to get her last seats sitting in that Lazy Boy that you're getting rid of, right?
And you know, that happens some. And then also sometimes they'll just let them come in and pick out whatever chair they want.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to pick out a recliner for somebody else.
Yeah, I suspect it is. That's really cool. I'm intrigued by the what's the most number of deliveries you think you've ever had to end up doing?
Oh, I mean, we've probably made probably 10 or 12. You know, I mean, that's pretty common.
How late will you're open through Christmas Eve.
I am, yeah.
Which is Saturday.
Yeah, so 3 o'clock we'll close. Usually I'm there till 5 if it's through the week. It's not as big as it was, you know, when I first started, or even when I was a kid 20 or 25 years ago.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, 25, 30 years ago, microwaves were a big thing.
Right.
They were, you know, I've seen my Aunt Carolyn back when I was a kid. I mean, she would wrap several microwaves.
Is that right?
Yeah, just right in a box. You know, then the husbands would come in and pick them up on, or even VCRs. That's back when and I know it's hard to believe, but back when VCRs were $600 and $700.
Right.
You know, and now most people don't even know most kids don't even know what VCRs are.
Do your kids even have any idea what a VCR is?
Probably not.
When's the last time you sold one?
They still make a DVD-VCR combo. And, you know, I sell a few of them still.
Do you really?
Yeah. And it's usually older people, you know.
They just have some tapes.
They just have VHSs and, you know, they want to be able to play both.
Yeah.
So that's what.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long will they work? I mean, do people still have working VCRs?
There's probably not very many of them out there. I mean, there might be a few, but that's a dying thing.
You get into more houses and see.
Yeah, and the quality of the picture, you know, the picture quality is not.
It's
hard to
DVR or some kind of.
I was talking to a guy the other day, you know, and I was watching some highlights the other day back when Michael Jordan played back in the, you know, 90s.
Yeah.
And the picture was terrible.
Yeah,
you know,
in comparison,
at the time you don't realize it.
Yeah,
you know, but looking back on that, you're thinking, man, that'd been hard to watch.
Makes you wonder how good Michael Jordan would have looked in high definition.
Oh, it looked real good.
Wouldn't that have been pretty cool?
Yeah,
good. Because you know the crazy stuff that he did.
Sure.
If you look back, you make the point. You look back to the 1987 All-Star Game or something like that, where they had the dunk contest. And, you know, hell, that's where he basically flew through the air.
From the free throw line.
And everybody just freaked out. The entire world. Of course, now granted, you were 7 years old.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Yeah.
Something like
eight.
That.
I was born in 79. So.
Yeah, but you remember that.
I do remember it. That's, you know, most kids today, they idolize Steph Curry or LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, the only 23 that there'll ever be is Michael Jordan.
Right.
I mean, that's just, you know, but that was my generation.
Speaking of the LeBron James, we'll get back to all kinds of other things. Speaking of LeBron James, did you watch last night, the highlights last night?
I did not.
He's not the best at flipping water bottles.
That's the silliest. I get onto my kids all the time.
Really?
You know, oh, my gosh. That's like the craziest thing in the world, you know.
What would you do? You're a coach. Your coach, assistant coach at New Hope?
Yeah, we actually had a little incident where me and Coach Newman come in from practice one day there, and kids was over there trying to flip water bottles. I never knew this happened.
Yeah,
I've never seen this before.
And I never saw this before until last night in the basketball game. LeBron James flips a water bottle or a bottle of water onto the court during action.
And so pretty much what was said was we had just come off a loss, and I think we'd went about 3 for 20 from the free throw line. And so Coach Newman suggested that they probably should be shooting free throws instead of worrying about flipping that water bottle, because we have never seen it as a coaching staff, a referee go to a water bottle flip to decide who's going to win a basketball game.
I love it. I didn't know kids had started doing this.
It's crazy. But, you know, I look back at things I did when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like tight rolling your pants and, you know, that's like the 80, 90 thing.
Yeah, you'll say nobody does that anymore, do they?
No, they'd probably wonder what was going on with that.
Oh, that's great.
And then I remember at one time, you know, there was a group out when I was a kid. I could think maybe it was called Crisscross or something.
Yo,
and they wore their pants backwards. They wore their pants backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my dad just couldn't understand why I wanted to go to school with my pants on backwards.
Did you actually do it?
No, he wouldn't let me. and I thought he was the meanest guy in the world for it. I'm like, why in the world? You know, but in reality, he was just looking out for my own safety.
I gotta ask you, if you had gone to school with your pants on backwards, how are you going to go to the bathroom?
That's good. Maybe that was the safety part that he was concerned with.
Well, God bless him. I'm talking here to Sean Rush. We're just shooting the breeze. We'll be back with more on the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW after these.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Baby, nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
Watch your hurry.
My father will be pacing.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better skirt.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break. This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. It is 9:28. It's 29 degrees outside on the way up to a sunny 29 degrees. They're calling this the high of the day. I would think it's not. It's going to get a little warmer today, don't you think, Sean?
I don't know. It's chilly out there.
Is it?
I like it, though.
Yeah?
It's my kind of weather.
It's your kind of weather?
It
Why is this your kind of weather? You're not a skier or something like that.
I'm fat, and I don't like hot weather. It makes me sweat. So.
All right. You brought it up. I want to know. We'll talk Cardinals later, and we're going to talk basketball as well later. You haven't had a chance to see the Mules this year, have you?
I've seen the girls play. I haven't seen the boys yet.
No. We'll talk a little bit about
I'm excited. I'm really excited about the freshman group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's – I mean, that of course, I mean, I've
– A lot of them playing JV.
They are. That's what I've heard, yeah. And I, of course, it's hard to – you know, with – I've got a daughter that's playing, and I've got a boy that's playing in grade school. So
the daughter's still in grade school too, right?
She's actually just a fifth grader, so she's coming through.
And the boy's in sixth or seventh?
Seventh. Huh? He's in seventh, so it's – You know, between their games, it's hard to get to other games. But we did have a night off the other night, so I come and watch my nephew play at the at Center Street. They played McLeansboro. He plays for McLeansboro JV. I come and watched one of his games, and then I went over and finished up watching the varsity girls Mules play.
You know, you might, and I'll just I don't know what your plans. You're busy on Saturday, I'm sure, but the Mules JV team is having to play has been invited to play in the Conrad Allen.
That's what I heard. I like that. That's a good experience for them. Talented, very, very talented group of young men there.
They're playing at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon against Crab Orchard, and of course Sisney's playing against Patoka. Patoka State ranked in Class 1A. And Wayne City got state ranked in Class 1A. I was really surprised.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Wayne City's a good team, and Patoka's a good team, but I was surprised somebody in Class 1A was paying enough attention.
Do you like that? Do you like the new four-class system?
I'm living with it. Okay. I think it's okay. I don't think it's as good as the two-class.
Well,
but I do like it.
I mean, my only thing is. Like you take Indiana, for example. What do they have, like seven classes or something?
Yeah, they have four now. Okay. No. They've got eight in football or something like that.
You know, everybody and their brother has a state title.
Too, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It kind of waters it down a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I know why they do it. I mean, I went to a small high school. It gives them smaller schools an opportunity to advance. But it kind of takes the David and Goliath thing out of it, you know. I mean, you take a small school, and when you see them advance,
like 2000, Ohio goes to Champaign, well, to Peoria, I guess, at that point as one of the teams to make the Elite Eight. This is before they'd switch to the four class. Ohio has like 70 kids.
Sure. You know, I know back probably. I'm guessing it was probably in the 2000s. Grayville had Josh Bell, Marcus Lynn, if you remember that team.
Oh, yeah.
They were really a phenomenal team.
Well, NCOE went, your school went.
Yes, when they had the two-class system.
When they had in the two-class system with Reed Jackson and Clay Gray.
Yeah, and then, of course, back when Fairfield had Kylie Waltney, they went to Elite Eight.
Right.
Benton was there that year with JoJo Johnson.
Right.
A few years ago, Bluford made the super sectionals.
That was probably about the last year, I think, of the two-class system, I think.
Yeah, I think so. If you have a four-class system, I'm sure Bluford probably goes to state.
If you get the four-class system, Bluford's not playing Mount Carmel in the super, whoever they end up playing. They beat Mount Carmel, I think, to get to the super.
There's good to it. But, you know, the downside is you know, like I said, you take nothing against Woodlawn. I mean, they had a good run. Them are probably not state teams with a two-class system.
Woodlawn, you remember, won state.
Yes, that's probably not going to happen, you know, with a two-class system.
You know, the tricky part of it, though, to me, Sean, and this is the only thing that I really don't like about it, you know, if they're only bringing four to state. If you're gonna have four class system and you're wanting to go to state, take the eight. Like the state has always been the top eight in the class.
Sure, lead eight.
Now it's only the four.
Yeah,
and the final four, and that to me is it takes it away. But
and I know whenever I went and watched Woodlawn win one of them supers, I think we went to Salem to watch it.
Yeah.
That's not the supers.
We see now that
the supers is in Carbondale.
That was That was the one year that they didn't. That they split the supers.
Yeah.
And now they're putting them both. They got the doubleheader on Super Night.
And they have Matt
at Carbondale.
And that's where it needs to be.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun.
That's where it needs to be.
I forgot what I was going to ask you about now. Yeah, you brought it up. Okay. You brought up your gain in weight.
Sure.
I've heard your ads. And I, you know, present company accepted. What is this thing about the... As we get older, we gain weight.
Well, that's just the way it is. Maybe that's not the way. It didn't have to be that
doesn't
way.
It didn't have
to be that way. It's, you know, of course, your metabolism slows down, and I don't know. I guess
you're trying to put weight on me, aren't you?
Well, I'm probably 80, 90 pounds probably heavier than I was.
But they make different mattresses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they make a mattress. The mattress that you're referring to is the XL bed. It's made for big people. It has a higher coil count. than a traditional bed. So therefore, it will support the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made by Campbell, and they're out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So it's a locally manufactured bed. It's a good bed. It's a good product.
How difficult is it to continue to find locally made, USA-made furniture and beds and that
kind of thing? It's getting harder. Yeah, it's getting harder. I try to keep a Lazy Boy. You know, they have plants all over the United States. You know, the Campbell bedding I carry, they're out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Symbol bedding, they're out of water.
Did you go take a factor two?
I have. I've been down there. Yep.
What, how much time does it take to make a mattress?
You know, that's a good question. And I think it depends on what it is, you know, which bed it is. These beds, I tell you what, they're just evolving. They've evolved so much in the last 10 years.
Well, you know, now that they're doing, the adjustables and all that.
Adjustables,
kind of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about them beds there, you can go anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy what you can spend. I don't keep anything like that on my floor.
But you can get it.
I can get it, you know, but the memory foam, the gel foam, that type stuff, you know, that's big. It's harder and harder to find more of a traditional style bed.
Really?
You know, I do have a few, but.
Tell me a little bit more about that XL. Is it, do they make them longer too? Because, I mean.
Not necessarily make them longer. It's just more the coil count that's in there. It
really?
Just makes them, they're more sturdy.
I guess if you had a longer bed, you're going to have a tough time finding sheets.
Yeah, 80 inches is what, you know, your queen and king would be 80 inches long.
Okay.
But the coil count's what makes it so nice, and then it has a little heavier base underneath it. You know, what happens to a mattress over time, they develop what they call sleep impressions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you basically have an impression in the bed,
yeah.
You know, from where you lay.
And they do that whether you flip them every 3 months like
they
you're
do.
Supposed to
they
or
do.
Not, right?
Now, even finding a bed that flips anymore is a tough challenge.
Really?
I do have a few there on the floor, but most companies have gone away from that.
How come?
Well, they want to sell you a bed more often, I guess.
Oh,
I
guess.
I didn't realize
that they'd gone away from
that. A lot of one-sided beds. You know, matter of fact, your memory foam, that type of stuff, it's pretty much all one-sided. Now, this XL bed is a two-sided bed, and that's what I like about it is because, you know, if you – generally, you know, you a man and a woman, you know, usually you're
– one's going to be heavier than the other.
That's exactly right. So, you know, with being able to flip it, you know, you're not sleeping in the same spot every time. You're flipping it over. You're giving the bed a chance to flatten out. So that's what I like about a two-sided bed.
I had no idea that they had quit making that the beds had gone to one side.
Yeah, it's been that way for I'd say it's probably been that way for the last probably 10 years. It's just evolved.
I guess that tells you how bad I need a new bed.
Well, I've got them.
You got these XL things.
I do. I have them on the floor.
Well, they see now that's. How much change? How quickly is the change coming? You said that mattresses are changing. Now you've been in this 20 years. Have they changed more in the last 5 years than maybe they did in the first 10 or 15?
Sure, they have.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just with technology.
Yeah,
you know, people they're trying different things with the, you know, with the memory foam, the gel foam,
right?
Latex. You know, I mean, all the different things.
You know, and those foams, they're not new inventions, are they? Just
not necessarily.
The application of
that's
is a little
new,
right?
Yeah, it's the way they're installing it in the bed. You know, and what's kind of neat, they've got these beds now that they come basically rolled up in a box. And then once you let them sit out for a day or two, then they expand to where they're supposed to be.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. So you got bed out on your floor.
Mm-hmm.
That is maybe one of those memory foams or something like that.
It
comes to you rolled up?
It comes rolled in a box.
So you know, whereas the bed is 80 inches by
that's right.
72 inches
or something.
It comes
in a box.
It's coming. How big is the box it's coming?
Oh, it's probably a foot by foot.
Seriously.
Yeah. I think it's flat as a pancake. And then it just with the air, it
expands. Wow.
And then they're doing that. Of course, they say they're doing it for storage purposes.
Oh, sure.
But I don't believe that's the real reason. I believe the real reason is because it's internet business is what it is.
So they can mail
them on UPS.
Wow. That's.
Yep. you know, and whether we like the retail side of things or not, whether we like it or not, you know, things have evolved more where,
sure.
you know.
Well, people, you got more competitors.
People's buying stuff on their phones,
yeah.
you know, on the internet, online.
I just can't imagine buying a mattress online.
You'd be surprised.
Because, I mean, shoot, you're going to have to.
Can't lay on it.
Can't lay on it.
You know, and to me, I would think that would be a touch and feel purchase myself, yeah. for my personal self. That's the way I feel. But you'd be surprised. I mean, it's. But that's the millennial group. That's kids. My age. I don't see it.
Now, hold on. Do you count as a millennial since you graduated in high school in 1995?
Well, I don't know.
I think you're
35, 36. Well,
I think you're an X. I think you're Generation X.
X. Okay.
See, I'm like the oldest person in Generation X because it like starts in 1965, and I think runs to like 1980. Being born in 1980.
Maybe that explains my dislike for technology. That's what it is.
That might be part of it. Folks, I've got Sean Rush here. We're talking about all kinds of different things. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Shoe is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out. On my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, that Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing.
Welcome back, folks, to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Do appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 9:46, 29 degrees outside. Probably get just a little bit warmer than that, but not much. That was actually the called for high today of 29. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Sean Rush of Rush Appliance. We've been talking about all kinds of different things and just finished talking about mattresses. Tell me about the big green eggs, how they go. And are you putting out a bunch of big green eggs?
I'm selling a few. Yeah. Yeah, they're a good product.
Do folks like those for Christmas?
I sell a few for Christmas.
That's typically a product somebody buys for themselves. You said that some old fella bought it for his wife, and he came back with the imprint of a frying pan in his head.
On his head. Yeah, they're a phenomenal product. What makes them so nice? Like I said, you can grill with them, you can smoke with them, you can sear, you can do whatever you want to do with them.
Yeah,
and they last you a lifetime.
Yeah. Of course, you can find those down there at Rush Appliance. You're a big baseball fan.
I love baseball.
Let's talk a little bit about baseball. The hot stove is going on right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Aroldis Chapman helps lead the Cubs to the World Series.
Uh-huh.
They win the World Series. They make no attempt to re-sign him.
No. Nope.
Probably not a bad thing. He signed for a lot of money back at New York. Are you worried?
Picked up Wade Davis.
They picked up Wade Davis. Are you
happy?
Which is,
in my opinion, I think I seen a deal last night.
He was pretty good at Kansas City.
He's the only pitcher in Major League history to have pitched 50 innings in 2 years straight and have less than a 1.00 ERA.
I got to tell you, that seems pretty impressive.
That seems pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm not terrifically scared as a Cardinal fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not terrifically scared of Wade Davis.
No, I'm not either.
Because he's not that big left-hander.
No. No, that throws 104.
That throws 103, 104 yeah. miles an hour.
Yeah.
And was at times unhittable.
Yes.
Wade Davis to me seems like to me a downgrade for the Cubs. Do you think so? Way?
I mean, just from my personal self, I would much rather face Wade Davis than Rolls Chapman.
Plus they get rid of Jorge Soler.
Yeah, which is a great young outfielder.
Yeah. Good young outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
That may be great.
The only thing, I don't think the Cardinals, and I didn't feel like they did enough last year.
Cardinals haven't done anything this year.
No, and here's the thing. I mean, whether we like it or not, I mean, the Cubs are loaded. I mean, they're a loaded, young, talented baseball team. That division, if we are going to win that division, we are going to have to do something, in my opinion.
Do you see the Cardinals having, every time you turn around, they're in on some guy. You know, they're in on this deal for Ian Desmond.
Sure.
Who ends up signing traded.
And then you heard the talk with Chris Sale.
You heard the talk with – they're in on Chris Sale, who would have been real nice on that pitching staff.
Yeah.
And apparently hates Chicago, which is a bonus.
Sure.
Even if it's the White Sox or the Cubs.
That's
he doesn't
right.
like
doesn't
either
matter.
One.
Doesn't matter.
But they lose both of those. Is there a blowback right now against Matheny and the Cardinals, you think, since they've been successful for so long? And maybe folks are taking an opportunity not to go there. I don't know. I'm beginning to feel an undertow personally of that.
Yeah, I could see that. And my personal opinion, I don't know that Matheny's a great coach. That's just my
Yeah, what do you think of Mike Matheny as a manager?
I'm not crazy about him. But he's won, he wins, but he's had talent to win with.
Yeah.
I think this year, I mean, kind of an idea of I like small ball myself, and I know a lot of teams have went away from that. I don't think we steal enough
Cardinals bases. Don't do that.
I don't think we don't steal enough bases. I don't feel like we put enough – that's one thing that I will say that I love about watching Kansas City Royals play.
Yeah.
They'll put pressure on you.
And they really do.
And they're going to put pressure on you. They're going to put the ball in play. They're going to strike out very little. And they're going to make you make a decision where you're going. And that's what – that's the great thing about baseball. It doesn't matter if you go to Leo French Park and watch a Little League game.
Yeah.
Or you're going to Busch Stadium and watch a Cardinals game. Them guys still throw the ball in the stands just like them Little Leaguers do.
That's exactly right.
So
just not as often.
That's exactly right. But it does happen. So you make them throw the ball around the infield a little bit and – they will make a mistake.
Well, we've seen that over the years.
Well,
you know,
the World Series.
That's why the Cardinals won in 2006.
In 2013.
Right.
I mean, how many games you ever seen a World Series games won on an interference call at third base?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't happen.
And, I mean, that catcher threw the ball in left field.
Yeah.
He did it twice in the same game because we put pressure on him. We tried to take bases. And I just don't think that's something that teams do enough.
I'll ask you a terrifically specific question then. Is the loss of the secret weapon out down there at third, as Jose Oquendo down at third base, is that affecting
him? Yes, greatly.
Because he's not there again.
Yes, greatly.
I mean, he's done as a third base coach. I think they're paying him the same as they were paying him, but he wants to become a George Kissel type of guy.
Yeah.
He wants to stay down in Florida and work with the instructional league and work with the kids.
Yeah, that's I
Is
think
that affecting the major leagues?
I think it has. He's a great baseball mind, and I think the players respect him, and I think that it makes our infield that much better because I mean he was a guy that he could do it all.
The trade, it seems like the trade that that bothered me that surprised me a lot was the one Chris Sale going to Boston. I was kind of surprised that Boston gave up the number one prospect in baseball.
Yeah, that's a lot of talent they give up. And I'll take good pitching over good hitting because usually the pitching will dominate.
Yeah.
But that's one guy.
Yeah.
So he's only going to pitch every 4 days. So, if he gets hurt, you give up a lot of things.
Sean, are we whining for no reason? Is John Mozeliak got something up his sleeve?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they're just, they're conservative. You know, they've got the money to spend.
Yeah.
They're just not spending it. So, I don't know.
Well, you can't knock success.
You can't, because they're the only team in baseball that made the playoffs, what, and
5 years
last
in a row.
5 years in a row.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't, you know. Until
this year.
And honestly, I would rather be there every year with a chance to win than just to be there every 10 years.
But that's the thing. Once you get in with a wild card, you still have a chance
to
win.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
Yeah. And then, now, granted, it didn't happen this year. Each of the last 2 years, a wild card team has
made the
championship series or the World Series.
Waino, I think he's done, my personal opinion.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. I don't think
you think he's thrown out, huh?
I think he's. You've only got so many bolts in your arm, and I think he's shot them all.
Do you really?
I think so.
You're the first person I've heard who said that.
I mean, he wasn't dominant this year.
There are people right now and listening,
and that's probably
saying, bite your tongue.
I know that's what they're telling
Sean
me,
Sean Rush.
But I'm just telling. Okay, I'm speaking
now,
truth.
All right, let's talk Cardinals 2017. Then let's talk rotation. If you think Waino's done, which
Martinez is your number one.
Martinez would have been number one anyway.
Yeah, Reyes.
Okay, so you're not thinking Wainwright might even make the rotation?
Oh,
I think he might make the rotation.
I mean, he's a great 4 or 5 guy, and he's the experience is great.
How about this? Can they pitch Walker for like 100 innings and Wainwright for the other 100?
Possibly. And the thing about Walker, I mean, whenever he first came on the scene, he was phenomenal. I mean, he was an MVP of the.
Yeah.
They couldn't hit him.
Yeah.
But he's not the same guy he was then. Granted, we'll get Lance Lynn back this year,
yeah.
I'm thinking.
Supposed to.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's a workhorse.
All right. So you got Lance Lynn now.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's a free agent after this year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be putting on a contract year, hopefully.
Yeah.
You got, you've already said Reyes. You've already said Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got rid of Jaime.
Jaime's gone. We're going to have the guy from Mike Leake.
Mike Leake, yep.
Who's going to be fifth starter then? Gonzalez?
I don't know. That's, of course, who knows? I mean, they may make a trade.
I was thinking going into this offseason, we got all kinds of starting. I'm not saying
Wainwright's not a starter.
You're scaring me to death.
I'm not saying he's not a starter. I'm just he's not the Waino he was 5 years ago.
All right, let's move on from. I'm going to try to get over what you just told me.
Do you disagree?
I can't disagree.
He has a great curveball.
I can't disagree as much as I'd like to. I agree with you, but I can't do that. Because I've seen the evidence.
Sure.
You see the evidence as he's getting older.
I mean,
Sean, you're older than him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not by much.
No, not by much.
By about a year or something like that. Yeah. He's about your age. No offense.
I don't believe in sugar.
That's really old, Sean.
It is.
When it comes to pitchers.
When it comes to pitchers, yeah.
All right.
I feel old lots of days.
What do you think about the whole hubbub about moving Trevor Rosenthal into long relief then?
I'm not sold on Trevor. I'm just not.
You are Mr. Buzzkill today.
He throws hard.
You like O. You like O as closer.
Yes.
The Cardinals didn't make any move for any closer.
No,
and they're not going
I like
to.
Him. I mean, he's a veteran guy. I mean, they don't call him a stone booter for nothing. I mean, he's got ice water in his veins.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. He can give up a.
The latest talk. Then we'll get to the lineup. The latest talk is the trading Colton Wong. Are you against that or for that or are you okay with that?
I tell you, I'm not completely against it. Just depends on who we get. You know, that's going to be
the
thing.
Got to have center fielder saying, right?
Yeah, and I'm not opposed to, you know, you're going to have Diaz at shortstop.
Right.
I'm not opposed to moving.
They already moved Carpenter to first base.
Yeah. See, to me, I'd go after a big first baseman that's going to hit you 40 home runs a game. You know, a year.
Well, you kind of traded that. You kind of had that with Brandon Moss and Matt Adams.
You know, until
you add them together. But
maybe get you a third baseman like Nelson Cruz. You know, somebody that's going to hit you 30 or 40.
Now we're talking.
Big third baseman and then move Carpenter to second. then you could platoon somebody at first.
Well, Carpenter's proven he can play there.
Well, he can. There's no question about it. He's talented. I mean, he can.
All right. I won't have a lot of time. Do you think they ought to go after Dexter Fowler and pay him anything
no.
he wants?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you so much. No. I agree wholeheartedly. No. They don't need to pay
I'll
Dexter.
Take Kyle Schwarber.
Well, Cubs ain't letting go of Kyle Schwarber.
I'll take Kyle Schwarber.
And all the Cubs fans listening right now saying right now, I'll bet you would.
Even though he was a Hoosier, we'll still tag him.
Hey, Sean, thanks very much for coming on today.
I appreciate it, Bruce.
Hey, best of luck to you for the rest of the way. Merry Christmas to you.
Appreciate you having me on.
That's Bruce Dickey's show for today, folks. Have a great day. We'll see you all tomorrow.